Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy and really sexy people. Woohoo! Happy New Year! OMG! Can you feel it? Feel into it. Feel into how good it is. Feel from your hearts into all of the changes. Massive changes, massive awakenings that are happening in this new year. It's pretty awesome. I want you to feel into it. Get out of your monkey minds and feel into what we're walking into. A world of all possibilities where everything is possible. For those of you that listened to the predictions webinar, which was off the railings, you will know that this year and every year depends on what we're creating within ourselves. So I'm asking you, in your daily morning directions, what are you directing for your community, your country, and the world? You are so important that it's not an important enough word, important part of how the consciousness creates itself. So I am urging all of you, through love and joy, see the country as you want it to be. See the world as you want it to be. See things transpiring and people being united and peace reigning and love prevailing. Because you know what you put your focus on is what you create. Okay. Most of you know that I was going to do the prediction show for Jen at 1 o'clock today. Jennifer has come down with COVID. Don't everybody go, oh my God. No, right in this moment, that's your opportunity to see her whole and healthy and well. So we're going to do it next Sunday. There is added material from my prediction show because people have asked different questions. Ask and ye receive. So that's why people, you'll hear me say to people who are coming on and they say, well, just tell me what you say. I go, no, you have to ask. The channel wants specifically what you are focused on. Okay. So what you need to understand is when the majority of the energy within you wants one thing and quits fighting yourself, then it gets created. The same thing happens in your country and the world. When the majority of the energy comes together and wants one thing and focuses on that one thing, then the 100th monkey happens, and then all other energy can pick up that vibration. You are so important right now. See the love, see the unity, see the respect and dignity for each person in the world. You've got to see the world this way, guys, if we're going to live in the world we want. 2022 is going to be a great year because the majority of energy is shifting. So please, I do this every day in my breathing exercise. After I do I Am Divine Health, and I Am Divine Wellness, and I Am Divine Money, and I Am Divine Success, and I go through all mine, and then I say, I am love and respect for all people. I am. And I see the country united and peaceful and loving and in balance. And then I see world peace. I am world peace. It all starts within you. So I urge you guys to sign up for the Predictions Week at Jennifer's. I don't get anything from it, but you have, 8 or 10 top psychics and numerologists and medical intuitives that are there for you for the whole week, giving you information and personal private readings also. And it's free. Okay. Can I go to the calls? All righty. Woohoo! Let's start it off good. All right, Reva, you're on. What's up, woman?
Hey. Hey, baby. Happy New Year. Hallelujah and amen.
Good.
Okay, so when I spoke to you the other day, you said, hey, call in and talk about that. So here I am. Okay.
I can't even remember what it was, so go.
Money, baby. Money, money, money.
Okay.
Okay, so two quick stories, and you and I have been good friends for, can you believe, 12 years, and you've been tough on me at times when it comes to the money stuff, to where I've said, how dare she? But it's from love, so anybody who feels like Dee is reading you the riot act, she is, but with love.
That's
okay,
right,
very
baby.
Quickly, my mother and I, we worked for many years at getting my dad's Social Security. It wasn't happening, wasn't happening, wasn't happening. We were in Washington, D.C. We went by the money building, the Fed, whatever that is. And I said, hey, let's stand outside the gates and say, put that money in my account now. We did, and 2 weeks later, when I checked her balance, she had $33,000 deposited after we went to Social Security, and that time it clicked.
Okay. So let's
go ahead.
Hold on, because
yep.
I want to teach something here. They want to
okay.
teach something here. We're changing some of the words. They're taking me to the core belief. I don't think I have the power to do this. Something shifted in you, Reva, probably because of your personal success. I get a yes on that. Where you finally knew that you created it within you and you had the power to do this.
Got it.
Okay. That's exactly what I was talking about in the intro. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so now just recently, I had waited for 3 years to sign up for my Social Security rather than taking it at 65. So I signed up a couple of weeks ago, and I just put it for December, since it's December. And I got a call last week from Social Security, and talking with the woman, she said, now, you can take $60 a month more starting in January, or we can go back retroactively to June, and you'd get all of that money for the 6 months. And I said, well, $60 a month. I said, the June thing sounds like a better deal. She said, well, that's why I'm calling.
Wow.
And I checked my bank account, and there's just short of $9,500 they deposited overnight on Friday.
Woo! And hello, 2022.
Yeah.
That's okay.
An example of Dee's work. That is also a positive example of the government working, because you talk about seeing our country as whole.
You beat me to it, Reva. You beat me to it. How many of you rewind for a minute, back to 1 minute ago? How many of you had fleeting thoughts about, but the government never comes through for me, or, you know, well, that was luck, or whatever that fleeting thought was? That's what you've got to grab right now and redirect, okay?
Yep.
Because the world shows up for you the way you create it within you. Dang,
yes.
That's a good quote.
And most people on the seminar the other night talked about health. Not anybody that I recall talked about money. So the health thing is really important, and I now am focused there on this same idea, because it's just taken me a while.
Right now, Reva, you don't believe you're in charge of your health. They've told me this several times. That's really the last frontier.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of us have it on the money. A lot of us have it on the relationships. Okay. But from time immemorial, we've been taught to defer our health to somebody else, that we're not smart enough, not educated enough. It's not up to us.
Right.
So that's why I keep saying, guys, if you are challenged with a dis-ease in your body, focus on love, joy, happiness, and the frequency of balance.
Yes.
Don't focus on fixing the dis-ease, which is not to say that you don't seek out medical help to get your body back into the state of balance. However, the doctor or what the medicine or whatever modality you're using is going to be at least twice as successful if you do the work first. Great.
And you know, the Bible does say something about it's the divine physician within.
Yes.
I'm paraphrasing.
Guys.
And so that's what I've been working with, that divine physician within me. So that's the trust God within me that I am, but tie up my horse. I got the vaccine.
Right.
All those things.
My first message, guys. The first message when I started channeling, use the light within you.
Yes.
To create yourself.
Yes. It's
okay.
All there, baby. It's all there.
All right. Oh, Reva, thank you for that. I'd even forgotten that conversation. Thank you for calling in. I so appreciate it.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey, it is a good New Year, everybody.
Absolutely.
Goodbye. All right. We're going to Brian in New Jersey. Hi, baby. Case, you're on.
Hello there. Hang on. Hello.
Happy New Year.
All right. So I'm going to put this and choose my words carefully. I would like the highest answers around my feelings as they relate to my creation. Is there anything that I am missing because I have experienced the feeling of something missing, and I'm trying to put my finger on what that might be? Highest and best answers.
Brian, if we believe something is missing,
mm-hmm.
we have to live in the reality that something is missing.
Okay.
And therefore, we do not create as exponentially, as easily, as thoroughly, and as finally as we can. There is nothing missing within you. You just have to claim the power of the God you are. And now they keep saying to me, it's your little boy has a lot of these religious stuff he's fighting. Is that true?
I don't feel that.
That's a true statement.
Not really, yeah.
And,
yeah, I don't,
you don't feel it, and he is. So what religion were you raised?
I was raised Roman Catholic.
Okay.
But I don't feel like it has any sort of grasp. I mean, even as a little boy, you know, I grew up questioning everything and found that the religion provided more questions and answers, and it wasn't until my adulthood.
Okay, I want you to stop right there. Stop right there.
Okay.
It created more questions than answers. That's the same thing you're doing right now. Something's missing. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? How about I am whole and I am complete as the God I am? And I joyfully, with love, am creating right now all the desires of my heart. When I say you approach creation that way, it goes right to no, baby. Now, can you feel the difference in what I'm giving you and what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. That's the answer to your question. But guys, if you keep saying, what's wrong with me? What do I need to fix? You are never going to experience it your whole. Can your mind wrap itself around that, Brian?
That's the thing. My mind wraps around it perfectly.
Nope, it's not. Your brain does, but not your mind.
Okay. Can you say more about that?
Well, yeah, your mind, guys, our minds are made to question and doubt. That's their function. Our brains and our hearts, especially our heart, is made to know. So when you drop into your heart and feel love, you can feel your wholeness. When you go to your mind and go, gosh, something's missing, what is it? You're never going to feel your wholeness. Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay. Well, that's the answer to your question. So accept it and apply it. Okay?
Got it.
All right.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah, love talking to you, Brian. Thank you.
Love talking to you. Thank you. Bye.
Brian has been with me since the beginning of time. Lisa in Chicago. Whoops, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
You too, baby cakes.
All the times I've listened to you on your show, on Jen's, when I met you in Oceanside, everything that I've taken in and really then felt in my heart and put out there has helped incredibly. The things that have become real that manifested just in the last couple of months. I feel like I'm on this really good trajectory here. I know I'm on this good trajectory.
Yep,
so my question is, what else can I express gratitude for and see to just keep these things blossoming and blooming?
Yourself. That was the first word that came in. yourself.
Okay.
Do you realize that you're thanking the universe and you are the universe? And you haven't quite thanked yourself.
It's interesting you say that because a few times I've started, but I forget to do that regularly. So thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, when Freedom and I go on our walks, we do a gratitude walk. And I say, thank you, God, for this beautiful day and for our birdies. We always, you know, and then we go, thank you, Dee, for your part in creating all this. Because, you see, if I didn't notice it, it wouldn't be there in my world.
Mm.
So I'm a part. That's what I mean. Guys, you are so much more a part of creation than you can understand right now. Just accept what I'm telling you, please. And start seeing, keep seeing, Lisa, for you. Keep seeing the world you're creating. Because, you know, and when I was testing about 2022, it's the channel said 2022 is going to be an amazingly positive year. And the more that the majority of energy sees it that way and focuses on that, we have the potential of making this the most amazing year we've ever had, guys. Can you believe that, Neil?
I love that. And I do, because I see so much good coming in.
Yeah. But there's a lot of callers going, well, I don't know where the hell that good's coming from, because my life. Well, Lisa is seeing the world. She has learned to see the world in a different way. And then she reaps the rewards of how she's seeing the world, not the other way around. So for those of you that are waiting for the world to, excuse me, bring you what you want, what I say is don't wait, create. Create within you. And that's just keep acknowledging yourself, Lisa, and the universe and the God, whatever God means to you. You see, we're all interconnected, and we're all creating as one force. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dee.
Yep, you bet. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh! Let me see. Kirk in Long Island. Hi, you're on, baby.
Hey, happy new year again.
Indeed, sweetheart. Yeah, and thank all of you for my birthday and my Christmas wishes and the New Year's wishes. I love getting them all. What can we do for you, baby?
I have a prediction that everyone listening to this call that consistently writes down what they want will
see it
manifest.
In the positive.
In the positive.
That's right. That's a true statement. Now, let's get even more specific that everybody that writes down what they want in the positive and knows that they are creating it right now within themselves receives it into their experience this year. I can feel that. Wow. As soon as all right, we're going to claim the symbol and the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around that. That we are claiming that, baby cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to live in the experience of it, don't we? Yes.
Yeah.
You bet. You bet. Thanks for that, Kirk.
You're welcome.
Love you, honey. Kirk also is been with me forever, back to the red dot in Doylestown, where they all came to watch me speak. And I looked down, and they all had red dots on their forehead. Oh, my God. That was a moment. I love that moment. Pauline in New York, you're on.
Hi. For some reason, I was never able to get through until today, and I know why. I had some resistance to what your channel had shared about the vaccine, but now I see there's a whole different side to why that was told to everyone. Your group, actually, if they're not in fear, then yes, none of the vaccine won't affect them, and that's what I'm starting to see, because even teachers that I thought would not take the vaccines have taken it, but they haven't had any bad effects. And so now I get it. And especially if you're doing service for the planet, I don't see how they could stop you if your vibe is so high, that line, that that's the reason that that's what was shared. And I kept trying to get through to you, but I guess I was in ego or whatever, trying to prove you wrong. And I didn't realize I was in duality. So now I see why what you said made sense. So
well, Pauline, first of all, pat yourself on the back that
you were able to open up
your mind, baby. You know, and
my heart, especially. I had to.
And your heart.
There are so many people that I love took it. And I don't want to make them the bad guy, but I didn't want to be made the bad guy either for not getting vaccinated. That's all I want. I just want to be accepted.
Nobody's the bad guy. Everybody gets to create their own experience.
Right.
Okay? And for those of you that heard predictions, there was a lot of emphasis on the greater good. That in any decision you make, if you are on the teeter-totter anywhere, ask yourself, is this for the greater good? Imperative this year that we love ourselves enough to come forward for the greater good. Wow, Pauline, that's amazing, sweetheart. And I'm so glad that you got on today to share that. And
thank you for being you. I mean, you're just another reinforcement. I go through Sri and Kira as well. That's where I really got astounded that she took the vaccine recently. And I was like, oh my goodness, do I have to stop working with her? Do I have to stop listening to her? I almost stopped listening to you, but I said, no, I have to keep listening to you because I love what you share. So I just kept myself open no matter what I believed was the truth. Now I know there's way more than one truth, way more.
Well, yes, and your truth is the highest truth. I say that at almost every show. You are your highest answer because as you believe, it is delivered to you. And we must focus on whatever is best for the highest good. They just keep hammering that at me, Pauline. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart.
I got to watch your movie again of the ET. I love that movie. It makes me happy. My vibe goes up when I watch your movie.
You bet. And that's the message. Keep your heart light on, and you get back to the home of you. It's no mistake that I ended up being in that movie. And it's no mistake that the experience of that movie was one of the biggest catalysts to drive me into the healing work that I'm doing today.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. God works
that
in
makes
a serious
sense.
Way.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much.
You
I'm looking
bet.
Forward to next week's predictions. I'm going to look it up and try to sign up. Thank you.
Yeah, it's an amazing week, guys, that Jennifer produces for all of you. Thank you, Pauline, for calling in. Awesome. Oh, God, that just made my heart feel good. Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Hi, baby. You too.
Thank you. I had a question on some physical pain that I've been experiencing probably for about the last year in my right knee, up into my hip, and then across my lower back, down my left buttock cheek.
Okay, we're going to the energetic cause behind this. This page, 30, 31. I have to sabotage what I want or need, but wait, we're changing some words. Are we changing the word sabotage? I have to suffer to get what I want or need. It's on your right side?
It's on my right side, my knee up into my hip, and then across my lower back, down my left buttocks cheek.
Okay, well, that sure sounds like a pinched nerve to me. Have you been to anybody to... Your right leg is your power side, where you're stepping into your power.
Okay.
So I'm going right to your dad. What did he tell you about having to suffer?
Oof.
Did you watch him suffer in order to make a living?
No. He actually made me suffer.
Okay, that's where we're going. How did he make you suffer?
He was very abusive.
Okay, so when you're 2, 3, 4, and 5, the belief that you put together is, okay, the people in power in my life, well, actually they're canceling that out, and they're saying the world has to make me suffer in order for me to be okay. Actually, the words were, in order for me to grow up. I have to suffer to grow up. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. That's your highest statement. You know, I'm thinking about doing a webinar where everybody calls in to get their highest statement for 2022. Everybody email me and let me know if you'd be interested in that webinar, because I'm getting ready to plan what January's webinar is. But you got it, Debbie?
I have it. Thank you.
Okay. Walking forward and growing up and creating everything I want. What's the opposite of suffer to you? The opposite positive of suffer?
Thrive.
Okay. The more I thrive, the more I walk into my power easily and joyfully, and the whole universe supports me. Okay?
Thank you, Dee.
Yep, you're welcome. All righty. Oh, my God, what a show. This is like a mini webinar here. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Dee. That was a good example that girl had, because I sort of adopted the Job and suffer, and the more I can suffer, the more devoted I prove myself to God. And what a lie that was taught to me.
Yeah,
I interpreted that as.
I was taught the same thing. That's sins of the fathers. They were taught that also. So, you know, the beautiful thing is they gave us a good example of what we don't want. So now we can choose a belief that we do want.
Yes. And this morning I was listening to this Unity Earth 7 days of creation for the new paradigm of, you know, this year. And in there, through some music, I realized I've held this false belief that, which I was taught, that the God of the Old Testament is a God of revenge, hate, suffering, all the negative words in the dictionary, and that's why he sent Jesus. So the New Testament is God is a God of love, of harmony, of health, of joy, of, you know, happiness, calmness, bliss. So I've had this tried to be devoted to God, and then I shift back and forth between hate and love, revenge and respect.
Yep.
You know,
you're right on,
kill,
Nancy.
Kill and be kind.
Well,
and
that's the message.
And
that is the message that most churches and religions taught. fire.
Well, we have to unteach the religions. We have to unteach,
well,
you know, the Vatican. Reteach the Vatican.
No,
reteach the Billy Graham people.
We just have to hold the truth within ourselves and be the vibration of it and send it out. Again, guys, you living in the vibration of love, respect, harmony, and peace, and unification, when you live that frequency and are that frequency, you can shift thousands of other people because they will pick it up and remember it. Just concern yourself with you. And then take whatever action you want to take. But the big work is within you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great
and yet,
point,
if I hold it within me and don't share it and demonstrate it, I'm not verbally supporting others to be the best they can be.
That's not true. That's not
no?
true.
Why not?
Because a lot of people are verbally doing it and not living in the vibration of it, and then it doesn't take. It doesn't transfer
right.
because people cannot pick up, well, the highest word is the frequency. So
right.
if
They're
you
not
are going to
their...
speak your truth, you must be your truth first.
Right. Walk my talk and talk my walk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Create the love, the peace, the balance, the unification within you. And
right.
then by saying hello to someone in the grocery store, you are speaking your truth.
Hello, God.
That's right, baby. Thanks for calling in, Nancy.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, that was great. That was just great. Bing in New York, you're on.
Yes. Hi, Happy New Year, Dee.
Thanks, you too. What's up?
I have a health question to ask you and the channeling because I have uterine prolapse and cervical elongation as well as rectal prolapse. Seems like that since I was really young, like 3 and 4 years old. I would love to be on board, help, and to have the ultimate health.
Okay. Were you sexually abused, Bing?
Well, I don't know. Seems
yeah, well,
like...
I think you were. So, I'm just reading energy. I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
But that's the first thing they gave me. And so what's happening to you energetically right now, from what I am understanding, is that you are subconsciously getting these parts of you to close down so that you can never be abused there again.
Okay. And
okay.
My question.
So what
yes.
you want to know is that you are safe and secure, respected and honored by all men and women in this world.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I will do that. And because the OBGYN doctor, she said, oh, we can do a very simple operation, just cut the cervix shorter. I don't want that. I feel like that's unnecessary. Since you told me, you know, there's something happened, you know, energetically close out, does that mean if I clear that blockage and the operation or the, you know, it's not necessary?
Okay, again, not a doctor.
Yes.
I am getting that this operation would help you. See, what happens, guys, is when we hold a negative belief within us and we don't address it for a long time, it will show up in our physical bodies to get our attention. If we do not address it right away, then it exacerbates and becomes dominant. And then that is when medical intervention is God-sent and really needed. I think this will, from what I'm getting, Bing, and again, you are your highest answer.
Yes.
But when I say this surgery is needed, needed isn't the highest word, but this surgery would, well, the highest words are give you what you want.
Okay. So it's up to me.
Well, everything's always up to you. But the first thing you want to do is deal with this issue of sexual abuse when you were, God, 2 and 3, they're saying.
I don't have memory about that. I have memory about like 5, 6. I have no idea about 2 and 3.
Well, from what I'm hearing, it started as early as that.
Okay.
Even if it were, pardon me, but this is what they're giving me. Even if it were with somebody's fingers, it's sexual abuse.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I would talk to your little girl and hold her and tell her you're sorry and you know that was a horrible thing that happened to her. But you are here now to take care of her and protect her. And is she willing now to come along with you and address this and heal your body because she knows she's safe now? The more you do that with her and know it within yourself, the greater the success the doctor has. Do you understand?
Yes, okay. I do understand. Even I don't want the doctor to be involved.
I'm just giving you what the channel's giving me, sweetheart. So then you have to make your own decision. All right? All right, sweetheart. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Didn't mean to cut you off there. All right, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? Kate in Washington. That's where we're going.
All right.
Hi, babe.
Happy New Year. Hi.
Happy New Year. What's
up? I was just watching a show on Disney about dogs and humans, and there was a freedom on there. And I thought
really?
Of you. And every time they said, yes, an ex-NFL player off on his new path and with around the country with his dog Freedom.
I just thought it just came to me when I was at the place adopting her. Here, Freedom. I love you, Freedom. Let's go for a walk. You know, I'm just calling in Freedom every moment of my life. It's just so cool. Yeah. What can I answer for you, baby?
Yeah. I found out unexpectedly on the 31st that I need to move. And
this is
so
a
the
good
first
thing, Kate. This is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the
okay.
first reaction was panic, of course. But
well,
now
sure.
I am creating it. I am flipping it. And, yeah, so just any more words to say to myself of creating my new space?
They're just – they just keep saying this is going to be such a positive thing for you.
Okay, thank you.
Really, really positive thing.
Whew.
So the more you can feel into your heart the feeling of where you want to be,
Okay.
The more you attract that to you. Do you have an area that you know, or does it matter?
Same town. I want to be in the same town, and I'm not sure if I want to be in a new, my own apartment or a share.
What do you mean a share?
I usually am in a house with other people. I usually
rent
a room. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? They're saying it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What matters is the feeling of joy and love and harmony in whatever place you go to.
Okay.
So I would just get up and go,
and
you know,
peace. And
peace.
I want a peaceful feeling, yeah.
Well, sure.
Well, harmony, yeah. That, yeah.
You know, love and joy and harmony, that pretty much gives you
peace. I'll take
it. So
yeah.
Just remember, wherever you go, there you are.
Mm.
So the more you're in love and joy and harmony within yourself, the more you experience that wherever you go. Got it?
So I'm thinking of getting into that space before I go sit at the computer, you know, feeling
you
that before
oh,
I
bet.
Hit the search. And yeah.
Yeah. How long do you have to get into your new place?
Well, I'm hoping 1st of February.
Okay. Can you go into that space for a few days and then go to the computer?
Yeah, I was thinking tomorrow, or I mean, I could start Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, give it till Tuesday and spend some time feeling it first.
Okay.
And say to yourself, this is going to be so easy.
I've tried starting that. So thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't try. Just do it. It's so easy. It's
believe
just
it. Yeah.
Easy. You know, the universe is just going to bring me to it because I'm feeling exactly what I want. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
All right.
I can do it.
Yes, you can. You are doing it. Deborah in Illinois, you got to make it quick, but I want to take you. What's up?
Hi there. I talked to you in mid-October. What you said was possible. It actually happened, which I was real happy. Yes, it happened. but there's a difficulty.
No buts.
Okay.
No buts. It happened, and
I'm having physical difficulty in taking care of my mother. I've had swelling in my feet and legs for about a year.
Yeah, you want to walk out of there, baby.
What do you mean?
And I mean, you need help.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then get it. Find a way to have lived in assistance. Or somebody that comes to give you relief, or you move out and put her in someplace, whatever is the highest for both of you.
Well, what you said was the highest for both of us is getting the apartment and taking care of her. And that's what was turned around in November. I was able to get the apartment. My brother signed the lease.
Okay,
so,
good.
But
now
it's
you need
just
help, Deborah.
Physical difficulty, yes, I do.
Yeah, and that's
so
okay.
So that's the reason? That's the cause of the feet and leg swelling?
Yep, the energetic cause, yes. Is there anything higher? No. No.
But
you see, you've got it. If you're incapacitated, Deborah, then that gives you a reason not to feel guilty to have somebody else come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so Can you not feel guilty? Can you love yourselves enough, guys, to ask for what you need in this world? Love yourselves enough to serve yourself first, because if you end up incapacitated, you're not going to serve your mom, are you?
Nope.
Got to serve yourself through divine love, and then you have love to share with everybody.
Right.
Okay? Get
Thank
some
you
help.
So much. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, and I saw your sweet movie.
Oh, yeah. Every time a bell rings, isn't it sweet?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
good.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
glad you
yes.
enjoyed it. Thank you.
And thank you for your generosity.
Always. And right back at you. Guys, we're in this together. It's an exchange of energy, a beautiful hug of recipe. We're all receiving and giving at the same time, and it's absolutely magnificent. All right, let's come together and say it loud and say it proud. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that. What it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.